From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Korva Coleman, filling in for Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Korva. Thank you, everybody. Well, so much for the August news doldrums. It's been a week in which we've been forced to confront deep, searching questions about personal identity, about sexuality.
I'm not gay.
All right. Thank you. About what happens in bathrooms. And who better to deal with these questions than the giant of young adult literature, Judy Blume. She will join us later on to play Not My Job, but first, it's your turn to play our game, so why don't you metaphorically tap your foot next to ours? Or if you prefer, just give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rhonda Buss from Newcastle, Colorado.
Hey, Rhonda, how are things?
Very well, thank you.
Well, welcome to our show. Let me introduce
you
to our panel this week, Rhonda. First, say hello to a comedian who will be appearing at the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix on September 15th, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey.
Also say hello to a humorist and the author of Long Time Leaving Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Rhonda.
And lastly, say hello to a producer in NBC Scrubs and author most recently of the book Mixed, Angela Nissel.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Angela.
Rhonda, welcome to our show. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, let's see how you do. Now, you're going to play Who's Korva this time? Korva Coleman, filling in for Carl. Is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Here is your first quote.
I don't go around anywhere hitting on men, and by God, if I did, I wouldn't do it in Boise, Idaho, Jiminy!
That was somebody who, well, didn't hit on men in Boise, Idaho. Minneapolis Airport, though, another story. Who are we talking about?
That's that very friendly senator from Idaho, Larry Craig.
Exactly right. So, Senator Craig, what'd you do in your summer vacation? Well, I got arrested for soliciting sex in a Minneapolis airport men's room, pled guilty, paid a fine, and didn't tell anybody about it. Oh, that sounds like fun. Senator Craig says that it's all a quote, he said, misunderstanding. He said that he didn't intentionally extend his foot over to rub the foot of the undercover cop in the stall next to him. It's just that he has a, quote, wide stance, unquote. But maybe the single best thing he said, and he actually said all these things, was the line he used to open his press conference back home where he said he really wasn't guilty, despite pleading guilty, and he really, really, really was not gay. He said, quote, thank you all very much for coming out today. It's been a crazy week.
Now, I reach under the stall all the time when there's another woman there. If I need some toilet paper, I'm just wondering how many relationships I'm in. That
really?
I don't know.
These people are always wondering why you never call.
Exactly.
I'm not going into the men's room anymore without my wife.
This has led, apparently, to a level of panic about going into men's rooms, because apparently people didn't know this sort of thing went on. Well, it does.
I really don't understand why so many people know that that would be the, you know, the foot touching and the hand waving. How does anybody, where is that written down?
The language of flowers would make more sense.
You think so?
Yeah.
A little romance?
Poke a little violet under the thing. then it's just not ambiguous.
I don't know from assignations in bathrooms, but if you're sitting there in the way that you are and somebody else's foot comes under the stall and touches your foot, I would definitely think that that person wanted my attention.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's a cry for help.
Yeah.
Don't you shave your head for that.
Yeah.
How do you judge the person? By their shoes? Well, that's how my mom taught me to judge men.
Yeah.
But by their
really?
Shoes? By their socks?
By their
yeah.
shoes?
Yeah, if they're clean and unscuffed, maybe. I
Uh-oh.
Just stumbled onto something.
I'm not as well educated as the rest of you are. At the hotel I'm staying at, there is a turn-down service. And that...
You can just get that on the street. You
know? That seems so formal to me. I
think... Anyway, Craig has said that he is determined, despite widespread calls for his resignation, that he said he's going to keep his seat, which, by the way, is the second stall from the left in the Union Station. Men's room. Yeah. You've been very patient with us, Rhonda.
I'm learning just as much as Paula is.
All right. For your second quote, we're going to now say farewell to a faithful public servant with a selection of some of his more pungent public comments.
I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember the specific mention of this conversation. Senator, that I don't recall remembering.
Those were all gems that dripped from the lips of a particular man during congressional testimony earlier this year. He finally quit his job this week. Who?
Alberto Gonzalez.
Exactly right. Did Alberto Gonzalez quit his job as Attorney General, or did he simply forget that's what he did for a living? The speculation right now is who's going to be the next Attorney General. President Bush insists that he's going to get somebody with similar legal skills and judicial experience. President Bush right now is interested in Paula Abdul. All right, Rhonda, here is your last quote. It's an answer to a question. The question is, recent polls have shown that a fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is so? Corva?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And I believe that education, such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like as such, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S.
Who was that?
I don't remember her name. I saw it.
Well, you can tell me what
She was in a beauty pageant, like Miss Junior Miss or the Miss USA.
That's good enough. Like she was Miss Teen South Carolina. She was in the Miss Teen USA contest. Very good. It's the internet sensation that is sweeping the nation. Lauren Caitlin Upton, Miss Teen South Carolina, in the Miss Teen USA competition, answering a question from the audience or attempting to answer a question or being possessed by the spirit of Lindsay Lohan goofed on skunk weed. We don't know. She is subsequent to this remarkably embarrassing performance that everybody has now seen repeatedly on YouTube. She has shown herself to be a resilient young woman. She's been able to use this incident with good humor to further her own career. For instance, she is on the short list to be the next Attorney General.
But I thought she was precious. I'm not going to say anything about her. She's cute.
She is extremely attractive.
Uh-huh.
So much so that she really doesn't have to worry about geography.
Exactly, yeah.
I met some people one time, some girls in, I think, was it Wyoming? It was some western state, and they had been in the Miss Dairy competition.
Yeah.
And the one who came in second told me the reason she lost is because when you had to do an essay on what was your favorite dairy product, and she said sorbet.
Corva, how did Rhonda do in our quiz?
Well, Rhonda got all three right, and that means she'll win Carl Castle's voice on her home answering machine.
Well done.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.